Any of you gone trick-or-treating yet? Oh, a lot of you. You heard, I thought this gospel was great today because it talks about someone knocking on the door and not getting any trick-or-treat. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, you guys really kind of got it easy with candy. When I was your age and I was trick-or-treating, they gave us some pretty awful things in the bag. The worst, and I have to talk to the grown-ups because they'll remember these things. The worst, the one we didn't like was anything that was like really chewy. They had these little things called Bitten Honey or Mary Janes or something that were like really ugly little brown things that they'd give us for candy, and we hated them. But the absolute worst thing for us to get for Halloween, for trick-or-treat, was popcorn balls. They would take like popcorn that's been sitting out for about a month, and they would take like Elmer's glue, and then they'd make it into something that was like about the size of a baseball, and then they'd wrap it up and they'd throw it in your bag, and you try to eat it, and it would What we did, and what probably you guys did, is that if you had something in your bag that you didn't like, and your mom and dad asked for candy, or somebody asked for candy, that's what you gave them. And you kept all the good stuff, right? In our gospel today, Jesus is saying, don't give of the stuff that you don't want. Give of the best stuff that you have. Imagine if God gave us just excess stuff. Like if we wanted something really bad, and he said, I'll give you a little bit of it. Or I'll do this. Imagine if God treated us like we do sometimes with our Halloween candy, where we give people stuff we don't need. God is saying, if you're going to follow me, I want you to give from the best that you have. So if somebody, if you really like Hershey bars, then when somebody wants a piece of candy, you give them a Hershey bar that you really like. That's what God is saying, how we should treat each other. That we should not give them from excess. And we should not only help people when we have time, but we should stop what we're doing when people ask for help and go help them. So we don't tell people that, oh, we can't do that right now because we're busy, or we'll do that later, or here I have something extra. That's not how God says we should treat each other. And he warns us. God watches those things. He pays attention to those things. And people that are doing things that are giving from what they really have, not their excess, not the stuff that's extra, those are the people that God's going to say, come first into here. And if you're somebody that constantly tells people to leave you alone, don't bother me, I'm busy, I can't help you, you can't have this, this is mine, he's going to say, when you knock on God's door and want a trick-or-treat from him, he's going to say, I don't know you. I don't know who you are because you don't follow me. You're not helping anybody else. God knows not only and he wants us to be good, like I said, but he wants us to be good to each other. And not from extra, but from the very anything that we really need and have, we should be willing to give it away. And what's good about that, and what I can tell you, it's not just a sacrifice. So it's not, okay, let's just give everything away that we have, let's sacrifice. Our first reading tells us what we get out of it. And St. Paul says that God, I'll do it exactly, he says, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God. Or another way of putting it is God makes all things work for the good of who are called. So if you're a follower of God and you've done a sacrifice, you've given something of your best, God says that'll work out best for you as well. You're going to be rewarded. You think you're giving something away. You think you're suffering by giving away the best candy that you have. You're not. He says God will reward you with something else. Often when we do something that's really good, somebody does something good back for us. And that's exactly what God says, that we as a followers of God need to live together. When we hear about this gospel and we hear about people going to the kingdom of God, going to heaven, we are doing that together, not just as ourselves. We're all in charge of getting us all to heaven to see. So as you go to trick-or-treating, I want you to think and put aside in your mind the best stuff that you have, the ones that you like the best. And if somebody asks you for something, I want you to give them one of your best, not just something that you don't like in your basket. And think about the next time somebody asks you to help them and you're busy or you don't have time, stop what you're doing and help them. Because when you do something like that, when you give from your best, God also rewards you. And then when you knock on God's door, he'll say, I know you. Come on in.